To France now, where more than a dozen people are on trial in connection with the 2015 attack against the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo and a kosher supermarket outside of Paris. 17 people died during 3 days of violence, and the three men who carried out the attacks were also killed. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us from Paris, and Eleanor, remind us what sparked these attacks.
Well, this magazine, Charlie Hebdo, it's a satirical magazine, and they're very irreverent, and they poke fun at leaders, especially religious leaders, but they're equal opportunity, let's say, abusers. So what prompted the attacks are they would often have caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. Like there's one example, you have Muhammad crying, and he says, "I just hate it that so many idiots love me," you know, so things like that. And but they also poked fun at the Pope or Moses or Jesus. So anyway, but that, it angered regular Muslims, but it just inflamed so-called radical Muslim Islamists. And two brothers, fed up with the magazine, just stormed the editorial meeting that day, January 7th, 2015, shot the security guard. I mean, this magazine had frequent threats, but you know, no one had ever acted on it. And then they went upstairs in the meeting and literally just slay them in cold blood as they sat around the table planning their next issue of the magazine.
Three attackers were killed, as I mentioned. Who are the people on trial for this crime, and what are they charged with?
Yeah, the people on trial are, well, 11 of them are in the courtroom. Three of them are being tried in absentia. And 10 of them have been brought from prison because they were friends of the three gunmen in prison. They're accused of providing getaway cars, money, guns, safe houses, and things like that. They're expected to say most of them were providing things for Amedi Coulibaly, and he's the gunman who attacked the kosher supermarket. They are expected to say that, yes, we helped him get guns because their fingerprints are actually on these guns. But we thought he was going to do a holdup on a Brinks truck or a bank. We had no idea he was going to do, you know, carry out a terrorist attack. So they're accused of giving them the tools that they needed, the three gunmen, to carry out these attacks.
Hmm. How long is this trial expected to last, and what could the sentences be?
Yeah, the trial is going to last 2.5 months. There are 200 plaintiffs. There's going to be more than 144 witnesses. It's going to be very, you know, emotional and gut-wrenching. Already the coverage is, you know, plunging France back into those terrible 3 days in January 2015. They could be sentenced from 10 years to up to life in prison, but it's going to go on a while, and it's going to be meant to be a cathartic experience. They've been interviewing, you know, the wives of some of the slain cartoonists, family members, and so it's supposed to be a big catharsis for the country.
I mean, this is a really painful moment for France, remembering all of this. You said it's going to be cathartic, but it's also going to open up a lot of wounds.
It is, and it's very strange because we're in such a different time now. You know, you go out in Paris. I went yesterday to the old offices of Charlie Hebdo, and there's a plaque on the wall when you see the door that the gunman came in, and there's also a mural with the pictures of the cartoonists who were slain. And this trial comes right in the middle of this time when everyone's thinking about, you know, COVID-19. But it does bring people back to that time, which does seem very far away. But and it is very painful. But everyone says we need to go through this. And it's sort of bringing people together to, you know, remembering that time. It's something that is painful, but everyone seems to feel that we need to go through it. We need to be able to come out on the other end and rebuild, you know, our lives and everything.
And Charlie Hebdo actually has a very poignant cover today.
Yeah, well, some might call it poignant. Others may be irritated by it. What they've done is they've said we will not be intimidated or cowed, and they've reprinted some of these cartoons about Muhammad that have inflamed people. And they said, you know, we can blaspheme. You know, French President Emmanuel Macron actually made a speech, and he said, we have the right to, you know, to blasphemize in France. It's part of free speech and freedom of conscience. So they've reprinted these. Some of them were from the Danish newspaper that originally printed them in 2006. And they stand behind them. And, you know, the head of the French Muslim community put out a communique and said, ignore the cartoons and let's just think of the victims. And there was a Muslim policeman who was shot who tried to stop the attackers, and he was shot at point blank range. Today there's a plaque to him on a boulevard in Paris. So everyone is, that's sort of past. The cartoons are not making controversy today. People are thinking of the victims and of that very difficult time that France lived 5 years ago.
That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. As always, thank you.
Thank you.